Mind is brought to you in association with the Institut International de l'ANSI. Work and succeed together with IIL.
Hello and welcome to Kids in Mind with Dr. Rebecca Weber, child psychologist based in Geneva. Rebecca speaking to us this month about feeding and eating with kids. For more information, you can visit cabinetweber.net. So, Rebecca, what does eating have to do with psychology?
Well, we could say both everything and nothing, in the sense that we are hardwired, we are born to eat when we're hungry and to stop when we are full. We're born to grow and to maintain physical homeostasis. However, we deviate enormously from this due to the unlearning of this natural physiological state, and that unlearning is highly influenced by psychology.
Okay, so where does the psychology of eating begin then?
Well, of course, there is an immediate dependency that begins at birth. We humans are dependent on our caregivers more than any other species. And with that come the pressures or the pleasures related to feeding an infant. It's already relational. So we could say from the mother's point of view, do I have breast milk? Do I have enough? Do I give formula? What does that mean? How much? Is it good enough? Am I available enough? Is the formula the right one? There's a tremendous number of questions that come. Until when do we breastfeed? Weaning for who? For whose needs? Whose needs first? The mum's needs, the child's needs. This is highly complex, depending on the person. It can also be relatively simple, again, depending on the person and their history, their emotional, you know, homeostasis and their relationship with their own self. So you can see it starts to become potentially complex very early on.
So in other words, food, eating always begins with two people.
That's right. We are never alone. Eating is always relational, and it depends on your birth circumstances, and there are tremendous variables at play. So were you raised in a region where there's scarcity or variety or too much food, an overwhelming amount of diversity? Is there pressure to eat? Is there pressure not to eat because of weight gain? You know, was your child born with physiological difficulties or neurological difficulties, which made feeding problematic? There's definitely not a one-size-fits-all to the relationship of eating and feeding.
So what would you suggest for parents then at that, you know, complicated phase?
Potentially complicated phase. I would say to shine curiosity towards their own history of eating and feeding in order to be more compassionate to themselves and flexible when it comes to their own children, to be able to show up with a little bit less emotional charge related to their own history so that they can kind of show up and meet their children where they're at, depending on what their children's needs are.
Okay, Rebecca, thanks very much indeed. For more information, you can contact Rebecca at cabinetweber.net. If you'd like to hear that show or others in the series, you can visit worldradio.ch/kidsinmind.
Kids in Mind is brought to you in association with IIL. Work and succeed together with the Institut International de l'ANSI. Find out more on IIL.ch.